It's Morning Edition on 90.1 WABE. Great to have you with us. I'm Dennis Sohair. It feels rather odd, actually, to say it's Morning Edition because with us now is someone who says it a lot more often, Steve Inskeep, who's been with us the last couple of days. He has been hosting Morning Edition, getting the voices of Georgia voters. Steve, welcome.
Well, we're always working together, Dennis, just not necessarily in the same room.
Well, it is great to have you here. One of the things that many voters have really paid attention to, in addition to the candidates, is how media have covered this election.
Oh, yeah.
There are such unique challenges with this election, not only because of the nature of the candidates, but because of the proliferation of media itself.
Yeah, that's totally true. Everybody can get their own view of what happened. And to an extent, people seem to be able to assemble their own facts and rely on their own facts. And that is one of the reasons that the media, the mainstream media particularly, have come in for some criticism. The question is being asked, are you checking people's facts? Are you getting down to objective truths? Are you calling people when they're wildly, wildly inaccurate? And sometimes the media have failed at that. Trump particularly has gained a lot by live television appearances in which he has been able to say what he wants to say. And fact checkers, independent fact checkers, have come by afterward and found he was often wrong.
And but yesterday, following the debate, Chris Christie, one of his main surrogates, said, well, fact checkers have their own agenda.
Well, there may well be occasions where that is true, where you say that something is a fact and it's actually something that you can argue about. But it's still a valid exercise, and it's an exercise where you're supposed to show the evidence. And that's what a fact checker does, and that's what an ordinary journalist does, frankly, as you know very well. You try to prove your case. You try to prove what you think the facts are. You say why you know what you know. And that is a useful exercise to apply to both candidates. Although I want to say something else as well. Lester Holt, the moderator in the first debate, only on a couple of occasions did what could be described as fact-checking, reminding Donald Trump, for example, that he was changing one of his own quotes that he found inconvenient. But he didn't do a lot of that. I would argue that that was in some ways okay, because what you had then was the two candidates arguing directly with each other and putting each other's specific perspectives out there. And it was a useful exercise. It was a very interesting debate.
How do you think, though, overall, we have been doing, and of course, history will tell, but when it comes to actually allowing people to understand more, we have such a multiplicity of media now with lots of time, particularly on cable, to explore issues in depth. And yet the complaint has been, you see a lot of the cable shows saying, okay, well, let's just take an issue, put a Trump supporter and a Clinton supporter up there
and argue,
and let them go at each other. When we could be spending that time actually exploring an issue and helping people understand, understanding is lost to conflict.
I think we've missed a lot here, and there's still more to understand about this country of more than 300 million people. This has been a very unusual election in which Hillary Clinton was challenged in her party in ways that people did not anticipate, and the Republican Party was challenged in ways that the entire leadership of the Republican Party seems not to have anticipated also, by people who felt that their views were not being represented, by people who felt that they were not part of the discussion. And they made themselves part of the discussion, didn't they? And that is one of the amazing things about democracy. I know that there are many people who are not too thrilled about at least one of these candidates, or both of these candidates in some cases, both the major party candidates. There are people who found this a very dispiriting election, and there are certainly aspects of it that have been dispiriting. But one thing that is really remarkable about democracy is that everybody really does have a voice. And if people are ignored, if they choose to take umbrage at that, they can say, listen, I do have a voice and I'm going to use my voice. And there are parts of this country that have points of view that had not been heard and are now being heard. And the rest of us have to deal with it. They have outlets for it, and they have political candidates for themselves. And this is a reality that the rest of us, whether we like it or not, need to deal with.
Steve Inskeep, it's been a pleasure to have you here in the WABE studios for the last 2 days. Thanks so much for being with us.
You guys have been great hosts, and we've really appreciated it.